USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
A teachers union wants mandatory vaccines in schools. Tim Berg explains.
The head of the American Federation of Teachers Union, President Randy Weingarten, is in favor of requiring vaccines for teachers. Weingarten also noting there are teachers in her union who do not want to come back to school for the new year if mask mandates aren't in place. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is no fan of mask mandates. She tells Fox Business, "We just need to follow the science when it comes to these sorts of mandates."
Our restaurant owners are becoming law enforcement officers and having to make the tough decisions. We also should not have policies that segregate those who have been vaccinated or not vaccinated. This discussion about getting back to school in person, we all want to make sure our kids get back to school in person, but there's already discussions about a mask mandate, which is not based upon science. We know that our kids, so few, are affected by COVID.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Schools in COVID-19. A major school union is demanding a vaccine mandate, while others are taking a scientific approach. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
The United States Olympic teams have defeated China in total gold medals at the Tokyo Games, 39-38. The United States was the only country to reach triple digits in total medal count with 113. The 2024 Summer Olympics will be in Paris, France. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.